After the Daf Ayin Beis, the Gemara is about to bring a series of Tashmas. So this reminds us of the question was we finished off yesterday's Daf with the Shaila. The Gemara asked us, may as well read it inside. Ibayilhu, back in Ayin Aleph and Beis, the Gemara asks Ibayilhu. Gerishin Kishtika Damya. The person divorces his Arusa, is that Kishtika Damya? Oka Kama Damya. Is it Kishtika and it's a non-action? And if he were to remarry, we'll see in a second, remarry her that very same day, within the 24 hours, he then could do hafara. Or no, once he's doing a gerishin, he's already, he knows he's no longer an option to do hafara. It's his way of closing the door and saying, I'm okay with that nether, I'm no longer going to do hafara. And Gemara wants to know, l'mayin afkamino, who cares whether it's a shtika or whether it's a kama? So Gemara says, well, I just explained to you that kigon shen nadra of a shama baila. She makes a nether, her, again, we're talking about erisin, the Ron explained to us yesterday, erisin, so the aris hears the nether. The gerish, but doesn't react, he divorces her. The ahadja biyoma and remarries her on that very day. Iamar mar kishtika dam. If you say it's kishtika and it's a non-action, he's silent but nothing is accomplished, then matzi mefila, when he remarries her within 24 hours, he's allowed to be mefer the nether. Viamar mar kakama dam. If you assume that when he does a gerish and he closes the door, it's like a hakama, then even if he does remarry her within the 24 hours, lo matzi mefila, he's no longer permitted to be mefer. That's the Shiloh.
Shouldn't be a maise here? Actually, maise in order for something to happen, meaning she said something, so she did a maise. She actually spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it's not like shtika keoda, because in order to reinforce it or to mafer it, I actually need to do maise.
Right, so we saw already in the past, if the husband or the father hears a nether, they don't react. 24 hours expire, automatically that becomes a hakama. That's their acknowledgement that that's a good nether. Even though there's no action, sometimes their non-action could create a hakama.
Because she did the nether, meaning that if she would be single...
No, she did the nether, she did the action. There's no reason why the nether shouldn't be good. Not because the shtika, the nether, all of a sudden is good.
Save the seat for you. Welcome back, Ruben. This is a new man.
You did the bar?
Oh, you did the bar, that's right. How did it go?
I don't remember.
Of course you did.
And if he didn't, it's an awkward question. But I'm sure he did, though. Okay, fine. So again, there are instances where there are no actions, and yet still there could be a hakama. Again, if the husband...
It's not a hakama. What? You need somebody to confirm it.
No, the whole question...
In regards to husband and wife,
David, the whole question is on the second time. The whole question is if she doesn't get engaged the first afterwards. It's not such a big deal, but if she gets engaged to the same guy on the same day, that's the question. If he did a hakama...
I understand.
Okay, beautiful. Great. Says the Gemara, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Toshma, top line. Toshma, imasai, amru meis habal, nisrok na rishislav. When do we say, we saw this Gemara already a couple of times, and we're going to see it yet another time, the Mesor Seshav says. When do we say that when the husband dies, that rishus is now transferred over to the father? Bizman shlo sham habal, in an instance where the husband did not hear the nether from the wife, sham habhefer, or he heard it, yet he was mefer. Shama v'shasak, or he heard it, was quiet, umes babayom, and died within the 24 hours. All those cases, if the father had not reacted yet, and then the husband dies, so then the father has full permission. Right, now we said umes babayom was referring to which case? Remember we had this Iran earlier. Let's just make sure we're getting the points here. All the cases we see he dies, exactly. But all the other cases, he could have died a few days later. This last case has to be where he died on that very day, where he was quiet and died that day, right?
He was out of order last time. The Shama Vashasa came second last time.
Uh-huh. I know there's something. Fine. Yeah. So this is the right way. Okay. So any of these instances where the husband is either quiet or he does a hafara, or he never even hears it, then the full rishus is granted to the father now, who's alive. Vi amris gerushin kishtika dami. If we assume divorcing a wife is like shtika, lisenami oshama v'gerush, we should have also taught a case where the husband heard. He divorced the wife. That's his way of closing the door, but it's only kishtika dami. So that should be another case as well. Why has this fit in? Because then if he does a gerushin, the father has full rights. Even if shtika, if shtika's hafara or shtika's, sorry, a gerushin's kakama or a gerushin's kishtika, either way, won't fall to the father's rishus?
No, because hakama we said doesn't fall to the...
once it's a kama, exactly. Oh, right.
No, if he does hakama...
Exactly.
Right.
If we do a kama, so then the father can't do anything because then the husband did hakama. Right. But if you assume that's kishtika, so then the father can make a decision. He could do hafarin and the neder. The fact that we don't give that as the fourth example tells us again, Shema Amina, again, read that inside the Gemara, E Amris Gerishin Kishtika Dam, and he's quiet, and then the father were to do hafara, and if the, let's say, husband never remarries her, it's a good hafara, Lisei Nami Oshama V'Gerish, teach a case of him hearing and doing it, making a Gerishin. Midilo Tani Hachi, from the fact that we don't give this as a fourth example, Shema Amina Gerishin Kakamidami, and the truth is if he divorces her, the father has no right to do a hafara anymore. When the husband divorces her, it's his way of saying, I'm being making this nether, and it's you're stuck forever. Mar says, wait a second. Ema Seifa, look at the end of that brisa. The Seifa says, Avalim Shama Vakayim, if the husband hears and Makayim it. O Shama Vishasak, Umeis Bayom Shalachrav, he hears it. He stays quiet. He doesn't die until 24 hours later. So that means when 24-hour clock hits, it becomes an automatic hakama. Those two cases. Ein yachal hafer. He's no longer able to do a hafara anymore. So now the Gemara says, now take that gerushin case. The amrus gerushin kakamadam. If you assume the other way, that gerushin is kakama, when he divorces her, it's as him as if he's saying, I'm being making the nether. So it should have taught a third case in the sefer. Lisne, it should teach, in quote, vimsham of a gerush. And the fact, elamidilo katani hachi, from the fact that it did teach his case of him hearing and divorcing, that's like hakama, tells me gerushin is not like hakama, it's like kishtika, shmamina gerushin kishtika dami. Gemara says, you're right, Tak, you could have two different yukim from the Reish and the Seifa, and the Gemara says, ela meha leka lemashma mine. The Gemara says, oftentimes, when they make opposite yukim from the Reish and the Seifa, you can't make a diuk. The Gemara, the brisa clearly wasn't being so exact, because since it's concluding in two different results, it's there are no mashmos from this brisa.
So in both cases, there was nothing being said. And from the first case, it says Gerushin Kakama.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second case, Gerushin Kishtika.
Right.
And then are you going back Shtika Kyoda? Meaning both cases would be Kakama.
No, no. We're saying Shtika is not Kyoda. I mean, Shtika is just, it's quiet.
So the father can make be Mifir.
Right. No, the second case. Wait, the second case?
Yeah.
In the case of Shtika, then the father would be able to make him it. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't bring that as a... Right, okay. But either way, from this brisa, we're having two different implications, and that can't be true. We can't have one brisa telling us two different results, so therefore we can't make any implications from this brisa. Gemara says...
It's continuation.
So, Eresha, Dafka, Nasiv, Seifa, Mishim, Resha. Yisefa dafka nasereisha mishum seifa. Gemara says if the reisha is being exact and therefore you can make the correct implication from the reisha, so then teach the seifa because of the reisha. We only brought the seifa along because they're just showing the opposite cases of the reisha, but not to make any dukim. But also you could say the other way around. It's also just as likely to say if from the seifa is dafka, maybe the seifa is being exact and you can make a duk from the seifa, and maybe they taught the reisha just to show the contrast from the seifa. But since there's no conclusive way to decide whether it's...
I don't
understand this concept. I mean, the Reisha Seifa, the Gemara is saying is that it can't have two opposite implications. So it's either one of the two options, but we don't know which is the right option. Either the Reisha was Dafka, and we can make a correct implication for the Reisha, and they just taught the Seifa because it was an opposite case of the Reisha, but not to make any Dukum from the Seifa. Or you have to say, the Seifa was very exact, and you can make an implication for the Seifa, and they only taught the Reisha because of the Seifa, just to show the contrast. But since we don't know which one was exact, which one wasn't, we can't make any conclusions.
And if you would, in which case you would know? Meaning, do we have cases?
There's no way. The Gemara oftentimes will bring Rais and say you can make opposite implications.
Right.
One of them is Dafka, but sometimes if we don't know, we can't bring it as a proof anymore.
Right.
Now, once we bring a proof later on, we'll find the proof, I imagine, to the answer, then we probably can look back at this Reisha, this Mishnah.
This is the one where there was.
Exactly, probably. But without that, we right now have no clear indication. Okay, then the Gemara brings another raya. Tashma. Nadra v'hi arusa. She makes a nether, and she's engaged. V'niskarsha, then she gets a divorce. V'nisarsa bobayom to another person, it seems like. Actually, I'm not sure that's true. Afilu lemea, even if it happens 100 times over on that very same day. Avia ubala ha'achron mefir nidereha. Both her father and her last husband, or last fiancé, last arus, are able to do hafaras nedarim. So Shema Amina, we see from this was a Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Right, this is the Mishnah, right?
It's our Mishnah.
Okay, Shema Amina, so we learn from this, it's a great raya, that gerushin kishtika dami. It must be that gerushin is kishtika, it's a non-action. Because kakama dami, when the first arus divorced her, it's like a kakama, then mi matzi mefer arus achron, nidir okim arus rishon. How can the later arus be mefer a nidera, another, that an earlier one was already making?
Surprised
that
they
mean
this
raya
first.
Right.
We're talking about between 11 to 12 and a half.
Yeah.
Between 12 and 12 and a half.
12 and 12 and a half.
No, we said even as young as 11, said.
Yeah, but that's a ketana.
Right.
Meaning a ketana from 11 to 12, right. It has right. The same din, but it's...
Right.
It's, yeah.
Right. If you're being exact, then nara means 12, 12 and a half. Right. But I think when it comes to the dharma, I thought we were assuming, I thought so.
It's always talking about the... Yeah,
that's what I assumed. That could be wrong.
What about the dots? That's, you know, they have no dots as long as the ketana and then... What nether can she take if it's below 12?
No, they say above the age of 11, she has enough das to take a nether.
Right.
With Rush quoted a Gemara that says she has to know who she's being nether from, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu. She has to be aware that there's this Kadosh Baruch Hu out there that she's taking a nether that affects whatever that means. We saw they brought a pasuk for this. Samech Lektan Lenarusa, we saw a pasuk, right?
Tassus Rush brought
something.
Right. Okay.
Does it become yellow?
Yeah.
Fine. So the Gemara says now, so this seems like a very nice raya. So again, the case was Arus Rishon, and then divorced her, then there's another 100 times over, and the last Arus is able to do Mefer Nedarim. And if you assume that Gerushin is Kakama, so in the first Arus divorced her, that should be Hakama. How could a later Arus Mefer? It must be that Gerushin is not Kakama, it's only Kishjika. And that's why a later Arus can in fact do Hafara, from that which a earlier Arus heard the nether, but it was never, and was even divorced her, but that was never Hakama. And the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a Raya from there, because there it's very possible to say, and make the following Okimta. Hach b'maya skin are dealing with what here? B'shelo shama Arus Rishon, a situation where the first Arus never heard it, but had he heard it, and divorced her, that Einachanai would have been a Hakama, and the later Arus could not have done a Hafara. If that's the case they're referring to, where it was that the first Arus never heard it, but Ihachi my area Baba Yom, there should be no issue of 24-hour shot clock anymore, because Afil Acher Meya Yamim Nami Kishol Shama Arus V'Shama Av the Baba Yom Hu Dematzi Mefer.
That's the answer.
Okay, fine. Let's read that again. So Ihachi my area Baba Yom. So why Baba Yom Afil Acher Meya Yamim Nami? So even if after 100 days, if the husband never hears of it, so then there's no shot clock to talk of. And the fact that we talk about Bo Bayom tells us that the Arus Rishon actually did hear the nether. So Gemara answers, no, Kishelo Shama Arus, Kishelo Shama Arus V'Shama Ha'av. Ah, the Arus never heard of it, so that's why the Gerushin doesn't impact, his Gerushin doesn't impact his side of the Hafara, but the father did hear of it. The Bo Bayom Hu Matzi Mefer about Mikam Eilech Lo Matzi Mefer, because from the father's perspective, once he hears it, the 24-hour shot clock begins. And if the father never makes a reaction, he doesn't do a hafara or a kama or anything after 24 hours, it's a hakama from the part of the father. Now, even though the husband never did anything, Arus didn't do anything, once there's a hakama from the father, it doesn't make a difference what the husband does anymore. You need them both to do together. So that's why there's a shot clock here, because of the father's here.
Is this what we hold the Mishnah to be, or we're just still trying, once we figure out the rest, we're going to figure out our Mishnah also, that it could be also the Shama, the Baal?
The
now it's assistant. Don't bring me Raya from this Mishnah.
It's not Kimta the Mishnah for to answer the question. But if right. We come out on the other side of the it's question,
it's
going to
change.
It falls off.
Right. Okay.
Meaning she
it's a stretch of the Mishnah to answer
right.
It.
She took an edit right now, and the father heard it right now, and he didn't say anything as of now. We have 24 hours.
Correct.
The neder is chal right now.
No.
Why not? Unless he's not mefir it, he cannot mefir it anymore. But neder is good.
You're asking a question, I think. You're asking, what happened? Let's say she takes a nether. Now, no, nothing has happened. Does she have to keep that nether the next 24 hours? L'chor, yes, she has to. So what, once
a, so it's not a kama, it's just the schut of bimaferit are passing through 24 hours.
So you're asking a very interesting question. So what's the default? Is the default that the nether is a good nether, and you have to do an action to undo that nether?
If you want
hakama
to
hakama is whenever you don't do that, there's hakama.
No, the hakama is from the second one. I took a nether. I said I won't eat this fruit. Not me. I won't eat this fruit. That's it. Now he can take it back. But until he doesn't do that,
So what you're saying is hakama. The Gemara says hakama doesn't really mean hakama. Hakama means like you're losing your zechus of a hafara.
Yes,
I agree. Very good point.
Gemara here says that they didn't hear, but when the father hears, it has to be that day. If the father hears and the Baal doesn't hear, can't the father be made for it that day, and still the shot clock doesn't start on the Baal?
So they have 48 hours.
Using Talmudic parlance.
I think we learned that not. I think there was a case before.
Once the father's clock starts, that has application.
The clock starts sticking to the, because it's Gavra. It's not, I think it's...
Mm-hmm. If the father's Hafara...
I think so.
If the father's Hafara, so I would also think the husband now could have whatever until he hears of it.
Yeah, I guess it's a Machlokes Beshamai.
Like this guy is, or...
Right. Uh-huh. I guess Beshamai would hold that he still has the time, maybe. And they see level that he doesn't have the time.
I don't know. I guess I would have thought the same thing as you're saying. I don't know the answer.
I think we hold like Beth Hila, so anyways, you probably could.
And he holds
Lisha. We hold like probably Maklishkal.
Right.
Maklish,
and this, and you're saying for that 24 hours.
Then it's not cut. It's the nether is not divided. Because Hafar, 50-50.
Because the father's Hafar didn't really accomplish that much.
No, and it's weakening, but it's not. But it's uh-huh. it's one. It's like the we hold according to Beit Hillel. It's one nether. It's not one nether divided in two. But maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows?
Fine. Gemara says now. So we're still trying to find the raya for this question. Gemara says the last few lines of the Amud, Tashma. Nadra bo bayom. She takes a nether, and bo bayom gerisha. And that very day, the arus divorces her. V'hechzira bo bayom, and he remarries her on that very day. Ein yachal lahafer. He's not allowed to be made for it anymore. So this is a brisa we have not seen yet. So this is a clear brisa. Shma mina gerishin kakama dami. That's kakama, and even if he were to re-engage her during the 24 hours, the Mishnah. Okay, so it's a clear Mishnah that even though he remarries her in that 24-hour period, he loses it. Once he's a gerishin, the gerishin's kakama, and he loses right to do ha-hafara. So Amri the Gemara says, ha-cha b'nesua askin. No, you can't bring a ride from there. There it's talking about a situation where they actually get married. Behind your time, the reason why he's not allowed to be made for the Ndarm by that case of Nisuin is the Hainu Taima, the Ein Yachal Lahafir Mishum Dein Habal made for Bekodman. That was that Klawi saw yesterday, that one's not allowed to do it in the Kodman. So if you look at Rashi, or rather the Ran, the left column, six narrow lines up, he says, Amri Hachim bin Nisu Askidan, Li Olam E Malachag de Gerishin Kishikadami. Maybe really it's possible to say that when one does a Gerishin, it's Kishika. And if he were to remarry her, he would have the right to be made for. Why does the Mishnah later on tell us that he's not allowed to do this? That Mishnah is talking about marriage, not engagement. Whether it be the beginning or the end, meaning whether it was initially a Nisuin or maybe only the second time around it was a Nisuin. Maybe it was an Erisin first time around, but the second time they got remarried it was a Nisuin. I think that's what he's referring to. That's a klal. The husband's not allowed to be made for when he gets married on previous Nadarim. Hilkach, therefore, Iyarusa betchil, if she initially was engaged to this person, v'nesua, and then basof, and then gets married to her afterward, and married to him afterwards, he lo matzi mefer la, mefer, he's no longer allowed to be mefer, de'ein habal mefer bekodrin, v'nesua betchil, if they first were married, v'arusa basof, and then they divorced and then re-engaged only, hu nami lo matzi mefer, he's also not allowed to be mefer, because the chayim initiates pakala av varus, of av, then the father loses the control once she gets married, that he got married first. V'aris ain't yachal hafer el b'shutvitz. And aris, as we saw a number of times, is only able to do hafara with the partnership of the father. But in this case, the father can't because she already left the rishus by having a marriage the first time around.
So we learned that there's two psukim, right? Imayot Yaleish, and the other one is Bevei Savi. What is it? Bevei Saviya, right?
Okay, something like that. The previous pasuk, yeah.
So Bevei, so when a Nara gets divorced, it's not considered Bevei Saviya afterwards.
When Nara,
we say that she,
no, when the Nara gets married, when she's married,
yeah, but if she has Nesuin, not
Nesuin, and then Gerishin, even if Gerishin,
she's
done, right? Once she's married, she's out forever. Okay, Lini Halacha, let's read the Halacha, even though it's not to the Maisa, but sometimes Lini Halachas are interesting when it comes to how to weigh Nedarim and Sveikos to be Surim. So the Ran writes three wide lines down, Lini Halacha. Kasar Rambanzal, Kevin de Ba'ayin Loshite, there's a question we don't have an answer to. We've brought three Rayas and no answers. Nakdina Lachumra, the Gerishin Kakamadami. We're going to assume Lachumra that once there's a Gerishin, it's as if there's a Hakama and she needs to, she's bound by the nether. Vehecha the nether, Vishama Baila, when she makes a nether. And the husband hears, Vigershin yet divorced her, Vahadre Beyoman, were to remarry her, Lamatsi Mefele, he's not allowed to be made for the Nadarm. That's the assumption of the Ramban. We're going to Lachumra, which is what I would have said also. It's Nadarm, these are assumed ones, should be Machmir.
Yeah, I would have gone the other way.
Oh yeah, why would you swear?
Because to me, the fact that he's like this guy is divorcing this woman in 1 hour, and he hears Serena, he probably says, "I said, what do I care what she's the darn she makes? I'm leaving her anyways. I'm out of here."
It's not fair to her.
So, like the guy doesn't even have the head on what she's doing. You know, right. Like here you are, you're about to divorce this girl.
But
she's just a clue, though.
That's right. Right.
But that's we're saying one of the svaras.
That's my svara. Right, my svara is that the fact that he didn't say anything in the shtika.
No, but that's one side. But at the same time, we have the other side that Gershon's also him closing the door. I mean, we don't have an answer. You just explained one side, but now we don't have an answer. Both. That's a good svara. So we can't look which svara is better because Gemara couldn't find which svara is better. Gemara has to deal with some. The Rashba says this may have a better answer than Ricky. Maybe it's the same answer as Ricky. Rashba zal kasev dinihi debayin lufshite granted. That this is a shayla that's never answered. Mehanach masnisa demaisiala afshidalei mimemra deshmuel. From the brises that are brought, we are able to answer from one of the statements of Shmuel d'Amrleel. What did Shmuel say above? Mina hanimile the aris ha'achron meifin adarm shenir l'rishon. How do we know that the later aris can be made for another that had been seen or had been heard by a previous aris? Dalma kabla mirabe. That apparently Shmuel has a certain kabbal from his rebbe, Dichitna b'Masis and Bobayom, Mimshum Shmias Aris Nakila. When it spoke by the Mishnah, when he heard that day, we had to initially thought it was referring to the Aris hearing it. Then here in the Gemara, we interpreted it to refer to the father hearing it. But apparently Shmuel had a Masorah. This is referring to the Aris hearing it. That's why he had this whole Shaila. V'lo Mishum Shmias Av. Since Shmuel had this statement earlier, Lo Shafkinen, Ma'ad the Pshitu Le Shmuel. We can't ignore that which was so obvious to Shmuel, Mishum Ma'ad the Aspek Le Gemara, because the Gemara was so mistopic, Shmuel was so certain of what the Masorah was. So that's pretty interesting Raya. Interesting that the Gemara doesn't bring this as a Raya, but the Rashba does bring this as a Raya. No, but not correct. Not because you're Svara. I mean, what the Rashba is saying is the Gemara tries to bring a Raya from Brises and Tanaic statements and Mishnayos. They couldn't find an answer. Fine. But the Gemara, doesn't say this, but the Gemara has the Rashi is pointing out, you could bring a Raya from Shmuel himself. So Gemara says, wait a second, Mechitaymim came my time a little Pashtina bin Memer de Shmuel. So why didn't the Gemara then Taka bring Shmuel as a Raya to have the answer? Why did they leave it open ended? Like I just said, that the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from a Tanaic source, from a Mishnah, from a Brisa, from a Tosefta, but they didn't want to bring a Raya from a Marayim. We have similar cases, such questions. We wanted to know whether the Kohanim represent us, the people, or do they represent a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara didn't have given an answer, Hassam, there. Even though they could have brought a Raya from Amora, Rav Hamnuna, Damar Beperakamak the Kedushin, the Chavkam Lamabez, the Shluche, the Shmayahavu. It's clear, Gemara there, they should have brought a Raya. And the reason why they didn't bring a Raya from the Memra of the Amorai is because Mishum de Masnisen of Masnisa have a Bail Mishte, but Memra de Amorai. They wanted to bring a Raya from a Tanaic source, Vahanami to Chavase. This too is the same thing. So pretty interesting Raya.
We ended up bringing a brisa that supported Shmuel. Remember that?
Interesting. So then, that would have been a Tanakh source. In fact, the Gemara doesn't bring that, would indicate. So this Ramban could say, I'll agree to you by the case of the Kohen of the Shulchan, the Rachmaninu. When it comes to this case, the brisa, the Gemara brought a brisa to support Shmuel. So she should have brought that same brisa. Ah, remember, right, Gemara says Tanakh Avaisa the Shmuel, right? Yeah. Okay, that's a good question. Okay. Ayin Beis Amad Beis. Top of the page, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Derech Tamidei Chachamim, the way of the Tamidei Chachamim, they're concerned of taking a darim, Ad Shlo Haisa Bito Yotze Me'etzlo, before their daughter were to leave their Rishus, get married, Omer La, he would say to his daughter, Kol Nedarim She Nedarta B'soch Beisi Harhein Mufarm, all Nedarim that you took in my house are all done, Mefer. Now, it can't be ones that he heard of. If he heard of them, then the 24-hour shot clock, he can't change anymore. But there may have been Nedarim that she took, which he never heard of. And he's just being safe. Any Nedarim that I ever hear of or don't hear of are going to be Mufar. V'chein HaBaal, so to the Baal, should say, Ad Shelo Tavo L'Rishuso, before she comes, enters into his Rishus, he should, Omer La, say to her, Kol Nedarim She Nedarta Ad Shelo Tichansi L'Rishusi, any Nedarim that you have taken before entering into my property, into my Rishus, Harehein Mufarin, they are Mufar, why? Because once she does enter his Rishus, he no longer has the right to be made for the Nedarim. Because as we said before, by Nesuin, Ein Yachal Lahafer Bekodrin, only that by an Aris can Aris be made for early in Nedarim, but a Nesua cannot be made for early in Nedarim. So this was a nice practice of the Chachamim.
That's only because they are the father and the husband,
mm-hmm.
and not because they're the Talmid HaChachamim, because
right now,
it's going to Mefer the Neder.
Exactly. You know, the way, if the husband and father were to be Talmid HaChachamim, this was the practice they would do to make her safe and protected from any of the dharm she may have taken. It's similar to Kol Nidre Nai, that we take Kol Nidre just to be safe, to get rid of any of the dharm that we know about, we don't know about, we get rid of them beforehand, we get rid of them coming up. We discussed a little bit about, I think, Kol Nidre, or early in the Masechta, there's a whole rhyme about this, right? We saw this? I think so.
The ones from her father's house, when she was under her father's supervision, he could be made for those.
Anything that was under her father's supervision, he could be with who? The
Baal.
The Baal, before he marries her.
The din of any Baal Yechalei, but doesn't apply.
They're right. That only applies once he's married to her. Once he's engaged to her, he still can be made for Kodman.
With the father.
With the father, exactly, with the father's help. Right. Ours could be made for Kodman, but a Nasui cannot be.
Right.
Right. Okay, any runs here to clarify anything?
You put them?
Yeah.
You should patent it.
No, it was there. Oh, no, that's not.
Well, that's a whole job.
Okay. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Habal, Mao, Sheyefer, Below, Shemia. Interesting. That's the question. The kind of husband. Do a hefara if he never heard the actual nether? Does the positive, when the positive says v'shama isha with the mapakei shama isha, if he, the husband, hears dafkahu, it's only when he hears it does he have the right to do hafara? Ask the Gemara, olav dafkahu, or not necessarily.
So the Gemara is talking about the case of our mission.
Right,
just saying anything with that, he has to, meaning the question is if he can mefer something that he needs to hear specifics about.
Exactly. Or even knows that it existed.
Right.
He may not even know that she ever took another, let alone the specifics. He doesn't even know that she took another. Could you just say this unequivocal statement that any nether she took is mefer? Which, again, they're going to bring a raya, imagine, for the Mishnah. So that's the shayla. The pasuk says, v'shama isha. Then his wife, her husband hears. Is it dafka shmir? Or even without shmir, he has the right to do hafar. So Amar Rava says, tashma. They bring a riot. Derech tamidei chachamim ad shel yatzus bito metzlo. Omer la kol nedarim she nedarta b'soch beis harehein mufarin. V'halo shama. And yet the father never heard the nedarim. Yet he still has a right to be made for the nedarim. So clearly, it's lav dafka. You don't have to hear the nedarim to be made for. Now, just to point out, I'm not sure that the Gemara doesn't assume there's a difference, but we're trying to bring a riot for the husband, and we're bringing a riot from the father. Now, I assume really the raya should be from the second half of the Mishnah, where the husband has the same halacha. The husband never hears of anything she made, and yet he can still be made for the nedarim. Just pointing that out. So Gemara says, no, that Mishnah is talking about l'chi shama who de mefer. No, he made this nether that when he hears the nether that she may have taken, then the hafar will take effect. So Gemara says, wait a second. Im came, So if he's saying something now that any dharm you took have no, really has no effect because he never heard the nether, so what's he accomplishing by saying all in the dharm you took are mufar? They're not mufar until he hears of it later on. It's really pointless. Hakamash Malan teaches us orche de turba mirabanon lehadure. It teaches the practice of chachamim. Lashon lehadure here is what? Is this
probably to look after turn the dharm to find out?
To do to.
It says shelechisha mademefer means that he only did it once he heard.
No, he takes it now, but it's not actually going to take effect until he hears that a nether she takes.
It's all very confusing.
Meaning, he says any nether that she takes is a mefer,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't take effect until he actually hears the nether.
Right. But look at but it's not even taking effect. If you look at the Ran here, see the Ran lechit shamahu de mefer. He says l'chi shamahu demefer kisha yishma chakak, when he hears it later on, the nedarim shenadra, that which she took upon herself, chozer mefer also, and then he's going to do a real hafara. So what was the point of the first? That's the Gemara's question. Imkain, we'll read to the Ran as he goes through this. The Ran says imkain ki lo shama lama le demefer. So what's he saying in the first place? Ma lo lehafer ala safe kafar sheinu moelis. It's not effective. Kaven shesofa lachzer lehafer kishishma nedarim. When he's going to the nether, then he'll do another hafara, and the other hafara is the real hafara. And the Ran explains the reason why he Talmud Chacham would do this, even though it has no real effect. Orchei de tzubra mirabana lahaturi, says the Ran. Tarecho she Talmud Chacham lechazer lea, as Adam was saying, to seek out, to search. Velomer la kol nedarim shenadarta rehein mufar. Kidei lachnisa bedavarim, in order to engage her in conversation, to, oh, you know, I took this nether to do this or not to do that. And shemitol kach, he no senes elibo, she's going to be a little more cognizant of the nedarim she took. They'll meris nether ploni nedarti v'hu mefer, and this way they'll begin that conversation and he'll start knocking off all the nedarim.
If she's over, we learned that if she's over the nether before her father is mefer.
Yeah, I don't think we saw this.
We didn't see it.
I don't think we saw l'mafreya. Let's say there's hafar l'mafreya during those 24 hours.
Let's say during one month.
Whatever, exactly.
He never heard, and she was over it one time. Does she have to bring a foreman if she?
I know there's a similar case to by Nazir. It's a nazir comes to a few places in Shas where she took upon herself Naziris and the husband was Mayford. She didn't know about the Hafara. She was thinking Naziris. Right. And she violated the Naziris, but she really didn't violate because it didn't exist. So there...
There's a deal from the Pasuk that it says, as in the Chumash, it says something that...
I don't remember. But that's a situation where there was no... The Hafara took place before she kept the Naziris. Here we're saying the nether was kept. There's no hafara yet.
Right.
And then in Lemafreya, the hafara kicks in. What happens to those few months where she was keeping the nether, or if she violated the nether was... I don't know. I'm not sure if we saw it yet. The Ran seems to ask an interesting question, continuing that Ran now. It's 10 hour lines up in the middle of that Dibra Maschil. It says, V'chi Tema. V'chi Tema, if you want to say...
What's the word starts with?
The line starts Neder Ploni, the first part of the line. Around 10 lines up. No, up in the narrow lines. Lamala. See, the Chitem is the last two words in the line. Got it? So asks the Ran V'chitem if you want to say. Why do you want to make such a force this in? Meaning, just say the following. The husband and the father should say, the father, I guess, Damar Lush, should say to his daughter, when I'll hear it, have it take effect. I mean, don't say, okay, when I hear later on, then I'll do hafara. Say now, I'm making hafara, that this hafara will take effect whenever I hear later on. And this way he doesn't have to do a second hafara, he can build that tonight into his hafara. I'm making hafara for whenever I hear it, that hafara now will take effect later on. Gemara apparently uses this technique later on. And the Gemara says, Yeshlomer, Ran rather says, Yeshlomer, Lo Dami, they're not similar. Did the Kama later on, Ki Mitar Tzidr and Hachi, when they answer this question later on, Hani Mili Ba Omer Lishto, when he says to his wife, Tilachi Shama, Nami Bershusei Kaima Bishim Hachi Mani. Because there, the husband, when he says, I'm doing a hafara, whenever I hear your nether later on, beginning and end, the wife is married to him. It's still in the Rishus. She's still in the Rishus of the husband. Aval, b'hacha, comes to the father, to the chi shama, kriyatsa mishus av. When he hears of the nether that his daughter may have taken, she might be married at that point. Shereis nasas, because she got married, ki amr la l'chi shamana, mai hava hare b'shas shmiya, einu b'shuso. When he hears of it, she's no longer in his Rishus. So the question, if she's no longer in his Rishus, so how does he do hafar later on?
Who? The father?
The father.
When later on?
When he hears of the nether. When she gets married, she's not in the Rishus of the father anymore.
Even when she got
so
back,
even
she
when he hears of it, it shouldn't work.
Yeah.
So what's the Hamid to think?
He's not really answering the question.
Yeah, I'm missing something. Okay, let's leave it.
But the Mefarish does say, like the premise of this question, that the hafar is when he hears about it later, it's mufar.
That's what we're talking about here.
No, but it's possible. Yeah.
Which one?
L'chi shamahu demefer. Lo mishum dehash demefer v'lo shmiya.
Aha, okay.
L'chi shamah le'lened el'achach le'havi mufar v'hafar.
Aha.
It will be mufar with this hafar he's making now.
So you don't need a second hafar later on.
No, meaning even if she's married, it could take effect.
The Ran says not.
The Ran's saying
no, I'm saying, yeah, but the whole issue of the Ran is that your havemina would be that since he makes an hafara now, and even though he finds out later when she's married, since the Afara was done when she was single, you might say that it works. He says, no, it doesn't work. Isn't that what he's saying?
No, he's saying if you want to make a Tanai that I'm making Afara, that when I hear, the Afara will take effect then.
Right, so you might think that would be okay.
And he's saying it's not okay because she won't be in her shush later on.
Right.
But what is okay then? The Ran's assuming the Afara now won't work, but you can take a Afara later on. You need a second Afara later on.
Right.
But if she's married later on, you can't.
No, but we just said that the whole reason is that he wants her to, the day he said, he tells her that before, right. Let's say she's getting married tomorrow. So he says, listen, anything you did here, it's more first. So maybe before she gets married, she'll say, yeah, I did this.
Just to start the conversation.
Right.
That's what he said.
Okay, right,
that's
right,
what he
right.
Said,
uh-huh.
Is to start the conversation right. So that she should confess before
for
she
now.
Gets
okay.
Married.
Okay, yeah. Fine, says the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Toshma... a bunch of Tashmas here, it's around 10 narrow lines up or down from the Mishnah Tashma.
And the Ran did say earlier that the question we had all the way in the beginning was about the Baal, it was about the Arus, it was about the Av. It's the same question about all of them.
Uh-huh.
About whether or not how far it works below Shmuel.
Okay.
That's why the Rayas we're bringing are from different cases.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, I missed that. I see, there. Okay, Kol Nidhi Ra, yeah. So the Ran says now, rather, the Gemara says Tashma. And halfway down the page, Misefa. Let's look at the Seifa. The Chein HaBaal, again, we're trying to bring a Raya. Do you have to, does a husband or father have to hear the Neder in order for them to do a Hayafara? So we bring a Raya from the Seifa of the Mishnah above, the Seifa, the Chein HaBaal, Achlo, Tikones, the Shuso. He says what he has to say, V'chule, that any Nedarim that you already have are Mufar. So we see that he can make a Hafar, do a Hafar, even though he never heard the Nedarim. And the Gemara says, here too also, Hachanami, Damar La, L'chi Shamana, here too also. He says it, that when I hear, that's why I'm going to take a hafar. But in Hachanami, it doesn't work before hearing it. So there's no raya from that seifa. Gemara brings another raya, Tashma. Ha'omer Lisho, a man says to his wife, Kol Nadarm Shetidori Ad She'avo Mimakom Ploni. Any Nadarm that you take until you get to whatever place, Woodmir, Harehin Kayamim, they are Mimakayim. Lo amar klum. That is not saying anything. That's not effective. It's such a hakama. But if he says harehin mufarim, but if he says any nether you take from now until I get to Woodmere are mufar, then Rabbi Eliezer omer mufar. That actually going to work. But halo shama. But the husband never heard. He didn't hear when he was on traveling from one place to the next place. He never heard of the nedarim. Yet still, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is mufar. Hachanami damar lechi shimana. Here too also, he says they're mufar. From when I hear it, then it's going to be mufar. So lamali min hashel lechishamar lechishamar leferla right lamali min hashel. Why do you do it for now? Why make hafar now lechishamar when he hears it leferla? Let him be made for when he hears it later on. Gemara says dilma mitartina dehayishaita. perhaps at that moment when he hears it, he might be very busy with something, business, or his mind might be elsewhere, and won't have the proper focus in order to remember to do hafar. Now he's got his free mind. He's about to go on a trip, business trip, and says, okay, any hafar you take from now to later on, when I hear them, they will be mufar. And this way, because it's easier for him to remember now.
I see. So, okay, according to the mafarish, it's easier to understand. Maybe he'll be tarid, and he won't be made for it, so his hafar now works.
Right.
According to the Ran, it's maybe he'll be tarid that he'll hear it, and he'll be.
But since he made hafar initially, then he'll remember when he hears later on to react.
That's what the Ran said. I mean, it works. It works in this case, even according to the Ran.
Oh, that's
the
first
father.
Right.
You're under.
You're right.
He's about to leave. About to get married.
This is the Tanai that Ron says works.
You're right.
Yeah.
Where's that Ron?
That's
that one. This is the Kaman he's talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right. He still has the capacity. Uh-huh. The problem was, if you don't have the capacity, how can you be made for something? I mean, at least at the time when you do hear, you have to have the capacity to be maker.
Uh-huh, okay.
To be
okay. So let's see, maybe the Ron, let's look at the Ron, his answer here. See the Ron around 10 lines from the bottom. Hachanami l'chishama. No, we're not doing that one. Forget that. There's no Ron on this. Okay,
so fine. So the Ron holds that l'chadchila you can do that. Or only
the Tanai?
Yeah.
It sounds like both the Ron and certainly the Mefarish say the Chachil want to make the Tanai. Yeah. When you go home later.
right now.
Wow.
Before you go to Singapore next, from now until I get to Singapore,
those coming with
18
me.
Hours.
Okay. Where are you going to Singapore? Now I'm going to Malaysia.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Somewhere in
South Asia. Somewhere in the world.
He was just taking a guess, but he was right.
To Myanmar.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. The Gemara says two lines, the last two narrow lines of the page. The Gemara says, Tashma, Ha'omer, La'apotropos. Ah, so we haven't seen apotropos, I don't think at all. Have we seen this? We've seen a father, we've seen a husband. Have we seen apotropos yet?
Yeah.
No. So an apotropos, Kol Nedarim Shenoderes Ishti. So a husband appoints an apotropos someone to oversee his wife, oversee his kids. So he appoints her. So he says, Ishti, Kol Nedarim Shenoderes Ishti, Mikan Vad She'avo Mimakum Ploni, Hefer. So he advises apotropos. Any net that she takes, I don't care what it's about, automatically be made for. Just knock off the Nedarim 1, 2, 3.
Apotropos has the koach to be made for, to make
it. Right, so that's a chiddush. We haven't seen this at all. That's a chiddush. The Gemara doesn't tell us this. It's assuming we know this already. The Ran doesn't tell us the source for this, but I believe the Gemara does talk about this someplace. I don't remember where. Let's see, I wonder if the Sai brings the source for this. I imagine it's Xer Shekosov.
Shibaba Mitzia.
Daf Ayin Hei also we're going to learn this Mishnah. No, we really know that's a different thing. I'm sorry.
So it seems that it
works. I'm not sure the mechanism if he's working as a shliach here.
Yeah, that's the
Gemara. Yeah, about to say shliach right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So again, we just assume a Shabbos works, whatever the mechanism is, that Shabbos has the right to be made for the Nedarim from this point. Sorry?
The first time I was going to say it doesn't work.
Okay. Go. But we say, okay, let's see. So again, read it again. Tashma, ha'omer la'apotropos, you call Nedarim Shenoderes Ishti, any net that my wife takes, mikan bat sheva, mimakom ploni, from here until I get to this next place. Hefer, v'hefer la. Then he does. He listens to the husband, very good apotropos. He's made for it, knocks off any net that she takes. Yachli humufarn. One might think that's effective. Hamalomer Isha Yikimenev, Isha Yifarenu, the Rabbi Yeshua. It doesn't work. Only Isha, only her husband. Isha, it's Isha with the Baba Kagan. Isha Shela Yikimenu, Isha Shela Yifarenu. Only her husband can, but not anybody else. Apotropos has no right to do this. He has no power to do this. But comes along, Amar Lo Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yeshua, by the way, Bar Pluk, so they're always arguing with each other. So Rabbi Yonasan, Matsinu Mechola Torah Kula Shlucha Shalom Ko, that's the goof of the Machlokas. We find all of her Shas, Shlucha Shalom Kamoso. So, and therefore, the husband has the right to be mimana this apotropos to the shliach to mefer the nedarim. Okay, there's obviously a lot to be said here, but when you apply shluchos to kamoso, what? keep it short? You want to go? So that's the machlokas here. So what does it do for us? How far does the raya go? Oh, okay, we'll go to the top. So Gemara says, Vafil Rabbi Yoshia, even Rabbi Yoshia, who says Dafka, the husband, nobody else, Lo Kamar Ela Mishum Gzer Sakasavu, Ishi Kamenu Ishi Ferenu. He only says it's because of Gzer Sakasav in the context of Nadarm. But in general, Aval, Techuli Alma, Shulch Shalom Kamosa, but he certainly agrees in general such a concept exists. Nobody rejects that concept, the Shulch Shalom Adam Kamosa. That's a concept throughout Shas, based on Psukim. The Halo Shamile. So either way, so Shulch Shalom Kamosa works at least according to Rabbi Yonasan. I'm not sure we're going back to Rabbi Yoshia, but it works for Rabbi Yonasan. But the who didn't hear of it?
Baal didn't hear it.
So Baal didn't hear it.
He's away when it happens. Baal doesn't hear it. But he's empowered the apotropos to now be made for her nadarim.
Is this the case?
But once he gave him, he empowered him. So he, as long as apotropos heard it.
But he didn't hear. But the Baal has to hear it.
So the Baal, the shmir has to come from. You can't appoint the shliach to hear it. You can only appoint the shliach to do my actions. So the only thing that triggers me as a Baal to be made for is once I hear it. Once I hear it, then I can appoint him to do the actions. But he can't be my ear. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Shliach only works for a Maisa, I guess. An interesting Gemara.
Shmiah is a Maisa, what?
What?
Shmiah is not a Maisa.
You can't point a Shliach to hear something. I need to hear. That's exactly because everybody agrees. Apparently you need Shmiah. Even according to Bjornson, you need the Shmiah. Well, you don't need the Shmiah.
The Ran deals with this.
Okay, let's go through the Ran then. See, the Ran says, if you go to the last Ran of the page, Halo Shamala. The husband never heard of it. Kolomer Baal, the husband didn't hear it. Al Malo Ba'i Shmiah. Therefore, since we allow, according to Yoshia, rather, according to Rabbi Yonasan, and Rabbi Yoshia only for technical reasons we don't allow you to, but we allow according to Rabbi Yonasan to have a shliach do the hafar, tells us you don't need shmiya. The chitema liolam aim lachad by shmiya. Maybe you really do need shmiya. The shiny hacha the ika shmiya the abatrabas. Here's different because abatrabas he accomplished, he got the shmiya. He heard, he's representing the Baal. The chayim the shulcha shalom kamo. So have a like ilus shema Baal. That once you pointed abatrabas and hears it, it's as if the Baal's hearing the Shmir, Teretz Betosus b'shem Harav Yosef. Tosus answers, "Delas not true. De'im isa de'boy Shmir. If it's true that you require Shmir, mi'ika midi de'baal lo matzi mefer v'shliach matzi ma'ashrei. Is it possible to have this? The concept throughout shlichas we have. This is a very important klal. That the klal is anything that the mishaleach cannot do. In this case, the baal can't do. Then the shliach abba Shabbos cannot do either."
In this case, the shliach would hear.
But it's saying lemaisa now he didn't hear though.
The shliach would hear, and the shliach would be made for, but the baal wouldn't have the koach to be made for at that moment because the baal didn't hear.
But Ricky's saying, but if he were to hear, he could be, even though practically he can't. But in general,
no.
But we want the shliach needs practicality. Practicality, the husband never hears of it. So I, as a husband, I can't be made for. My apotropos can't be made for either if I can't.
Shliach kmoto, but now he's not. Now he's the shliach.
But this moment, I have no ability to do it since I didn't hear it. So since I'm not empowered to do it, since I didn't hear it.
But let's say he tells that. Let's say he tells apotropos when you hear her, you say a neder, be made for.
Yeah.
Still, right now, since the husband never hears it, he's not able to.
So shlichut is not good based on Tosfos.
Let me give you another example.
I think the case is if theoretically at that moment the Baal wouldn't be able to do it, also the shliach would.
If he tells the epitopos, if
tomorrow she says neither be mefer, if the Baal would be here tomorrow,
if he would be, that's the point. Is it a would be or is it lamai sekani?
I think it's in most cases it has to be would be, because otherwise in no case the shliach. Meaning, let's say the guy, the shliach goes to China and he says, you know what, tomorrow buy for me a coke. So the guy, you know, the guy cannot buy a coke tomorrow if there is no coke in China. Do you say right. that? That's not
no,
a good shliach.
But there, that's more a technicality that he can't. He's just distant. The Shmia, it's not technical, the Shmia is the Mechayev, or at least it allows him to do afar. That's a crucial element.
But if you say that the Shlichus on Shalom Kamosa, then the Shmia, he should also be able to do Shmia.
That's
and he should also have to be afar, and then the husband wouldn't be able to do that.
So I guess the idea is that Shlichu Shalom Kamosa could only do something that I could also do. I mean, it can't...
At that moment that you're doing it?
I can't have someone eat for me. I can't have someone... There's a limitation to what shlichus could do. I can't have someone wear tefillin for me.
Right.
So I can't have someone hear from me either.
So that's a okay.
That's a different answer than the Ran. But right, like just another example for a woman can't be a moel. So based on Pesukim, the Gemara of the Dor HaZohar says a woman can't be a moel. So since she can't be a moel, she also cannot be memane a shliach to do a mila for her son either. She can't appoint a shliach to represent her if she herself is not able to. Now she's not able to because the halacha says she's not able to.
Right.
But Ricky's point, which you have to really distinguish here, is that here the baal has the koach to be made for nedarim. It's just he has to fulfill a tnai of shmiya.
Right.
He has to fulfill a tnai of shmiya. So the fact he does have the koach to be made for, it's just he has to fulfill that tnai. Right. So maybe you'd still say shlucho shel adam shukmo osa shel apply. It sounds like we don't say that because we look at his shlichas was just on the afara, and the afara can't happen without the shmiyah.
Right.
Exactly. Well, I think it's 2 points. One is you can't appoint the shliach to hear.
Question is the shlichas like one shlichas of hearing and be maker?
Sounds like it's two separate.
Yeah. Right. I think that's the concept where you separate in two pieces or one piece of the shlichas.
Right. I can't have someone be my ear. I can't have someone be.
Right.
But the brightest thing that it's not good. So what the argument is?
No, they're just trying to figure out how it works in the context of Shulcha Shadam Kamoso. Why can't I have him here?
The conclusion of the writer said that Apotropos cannot be Mefir.
No, that's Machlokas.
Oh, it is Machlokas?
Yeah.
Everybody would say he could do it. Everybody would say he can do it. The only problem is there's a
custom. No, everybody says Shulcha Kumoto.
Right.
Okay, let's get these last few lines in. Fine, so the Gemara ends up saying, Gemara wants to bring a raya, we see that Apachapas is able to do a hafara, at least according to Rabbi Yonasan, even though the husband never hears of it. So we see you can do a hafara even without a shmiya. And the Gemara going to the top of Ayin Gimel Manach says, Hachanami, here too also, Damar la lechi shamana mefer la, that he says, when I hear it, it will be a hafara. So it's going to ask the same question we've been asking. So just wait until he hears it and then do the hafara. Why make a whole thing with the Apachapas to say hafara now, so when I hear later on, I'll do a real hafara? Like Mara says, Savala Dilma Mitardina, he's concerned he might be busy at the time when he actually hears the nether. So therefore he says, say the hafara now, so that when I hear later on, it will take effect because I built in that tonight, Ilma Freya, it's going to work.
He's telling
this is very interesting.
But he's telling him, when I will hear, you will
be. You will be. His shlichus from before he heard is still carries the koach to be mefer, even though he didn't fulfill the tanai of shmiya. And then later he hears that shlichus he gave the shliach before when he wasn't in the parish of doing, how is the koach to now be mefer?
A lot of lines being drawn back and forth.
Which is strange in terms of shlichus.
His shlichus,
also,
yeah.
He doesn't have the capacity yet to be a shliach in the first place. Here.
So that's what I'm saying. You see here, it's not he doesn't have the capacity. He has the capacity, but there's somehow like this tonight that has to be fulfilled. And once it's triggered, still say he was.
It has to be some sort of tonight rather than capacity.
I assume there's a lot of ink that has been spilled on the sugya.
This is a lumda shinyan right here.
Yeah. I see there's a Ruchaim back here, Ruki Veger. There's a lot going on back here. Okay, sounds like a fun sugya. One day, we'll be Zocha. Turn to Ian. Next cycle around, we'll do Ian. We'll spend 3 hours on the daf today. How about it, guys?
After brachos.
Right,
we'll do Ian and brachos.
Maybe, I'm not sure what I'm doing yet.
Still off for
hood. But the truth is,